This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So to oil we go now, the relative bounce back in crude prices from yesterday. The American benchmark West Texas Intermediate up more than 10% today, but a barrel is still well under 40 bucks, under 35 actually at the close today, and the average price of a gallon of gas in this country is less than $2.40. So in the crude market, a price war it is to be, but of the major producers, that's us, the Saudis, and the Russians, who do you suppose is best positioned to win, Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
Many analysts seem to think that drilling in Saudi Arabia is like sticking a metal straw in the ground and bam, oil. May not be that simple, but Saudi crude lives in big shallow pools and is super cheap to extract. Here's energy fellow Samantha Gross at the Brookings Institution.
They don't have to do a lot of pumping. It's a fairly light oil, and so it's also easy to recover.
It costs less than 10 bucks to produce a Saudi barrel, which means at today's prices in the 30s, they can win a price war, right? Not so simple. Mideast scholar Karen Young at the American Enterprise Institute says the Saudi government has big spending needs to modernize. And if oil money is scarce, projects will suffer.
New plans for infrastructure development in airports or new roads. There's a new fund for small and medium-sized enterprises.
By contrast, Russia's economy depends less on oil money, and Moscow has $500 billion saved up. So, advantage Putin? Maybe. Mark Katz, Russia and Middle East scholar at George Mason University in the Atlantic Council, says low prices will hurt there, too.
There's less money available to buy weapons or whatever else Putin wants. And he's got lots of bills to pay as well. There's an element of bravado in this.
And then there's U.S. production, which has the highest costs. But in the last price war 5 years ago, many American drillers survived, and the Saudis and the Russians blinked. So this time around, who knows? I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.